What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, my God, this is happening.
Look at all.
Oh, my God, this is old school.
Looking so good.
Oh, yeah, baby girl. Love will you accept my hometown visit? Oh, will you accept my disappointment, non-permission asking of your father or your mother or your weird ginger brother-in-law?
Would you like to lay in the swamp with me?
When I have my butt pads in. Hello, you guys. Welcome, America, Canada, Australia, and wherever you might be. My name is Arda Marine, hosting a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? Aaron Foley is not with us today, but we have with us two gentlemen that were on... Might be my own personal favorite episode we ever had. Coming up later, we will have Theo Vaughn will be joining us. But right now, we have some early business to attend to. A gentleman, you may know him as Banya from Seinfeld.
I've been called worse.
He has been on the podcast four times. This is his fourth or fifth time.
I think it's your fourth time.
You've been very popular. You're one of my very best friends.
Yes.
You're a wonderful stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
And put your hands together for Steve Heitner.
One of those hands is actually me applauding myself.
And of course, we have Katie. Katie is in the house. And Scout the dog. This is a very exciting week. Steve, we love having you on.
Thank you. It's nice to be here at the folding table.
Oh, my God. We are upstairs. Steve and I both just got $17,000 drip coffees.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
It's the coffee that, you know, there's the beaker and the Petri dish.
Yeah. And yeah. You're like, it was $10 for two coffees. And then we panicked and spilled them. But then we decided we were going to reuse the fancy cup so we looked successful.
It's like when you keep the nice water bottle and you put the tap in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a classy to go.
This will be filled with Senka, and joining me at every audition coming up. Steven, do you have any tour dates coming up?
What am I doing? That's a good question. I'm doing some corporate. You know, I just did a corporate gig for a LifeLock.
Oh, how did that go?
You know, first of all, that's just ridiculous, but I got a standing ovation at a corporate gig.
Wow.
Right. And the guy...
Were they sober? Did they speak English?
What? No, thank God. Now, a lot of people say they were just leaving, but they were up. They were up and on their feet. And the guy, though, the LifeLock guy, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the guy that got on TV and said, "That's my Social Security number"?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what LifeLock is. So that guy
was there.
He was the founder, and he was partying, like enjoying his time.
How awkward that you stole his Social Security number in the past.
And he was awesome. And he had just sold the company, and I think his personal cut was like $60 million. So he was in a great mood.
He treated you like the baby doll that you are. He treated you like Corinne treated Nick when they went shopping in Miami.
Oh, man. What a trip.
Oh, my God. We'll get to that.
Oh, we
we'll
will.
Get
to okay, we're not going to talk about that
okay,
now.
Okay, before we get to that, I wanted to say, if you guys missed, if you were, this is your first season with us, and will you accept this rose, one of my favorite episodes ever, we had last year... Wells, the amazing, he was on JoJo's season of The Bachelorette. He was on Bachelor in Paradise. He squired Ashley Iyer on Mexico and made out with Ashley Iyer.
Good looking man, and I'm as straight as they come. Good
and
looking man.
He came in here the morning after Nick was announced that he was going to be The Bachelor. He was still drunk.
Yes.
And Steven, I'm going to play two clips from that. Steve.
He had that odor of a man that was recently drunk.
You recognize that. So here is one of the things I loved from the from this podcast. JoJo's brothers would have eaten you alive. They're terrifying.
I honestly, one of the only reasons why I wish I got to go to hometowns
is to meet the brothers.
No, because I wanted my sisters
to meet
to do the exact same thing.
Oh!
My sisters are brutal.
Are they sisters? Can be tough.
You know, it's interesting. How old are your sisters?
You have two tough sisters.
Great hygiene.
Tough sisters.
Yeah, great
your
hygiene.
Your sisters are tough.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, that's one of them. You kept asking how everyone's hygiene was.
Yeah.
It was the most disgusting. I would rather give you my social security number than have you ask me how my hygiene is. But, and by the way, it's not good. Okay, so here's the second part of this. So then you wouldn't drop it. This is like 10 minutes later in the podcast. You would not...
Drop the hygiene?
No, you would not drop the sister fucking...
Are both their names W like you? You got that kind of family? Like, is it Wells and Wendy and
Whitney?
Oh, you would throw a Whitney around all the time. She's ready to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's feisty, she sounds like your type. You like a feisty thing.
Your older sister, Wet.
So then we have Evan. So disgusting. You're still enjoying yourself.
I am. It's fantastic. Wet and Wild. Those are his sisters.
Oh,
the fact that Banya is talking about fucking my sisters right now is the greatest moment of my life.
You're welcome.
You know how I feel. He's been talking about fucking my mom for years.
If I ever meet Wet or Wife.
You would fuck your sister. We gotta come to Nashville. Do they live in Nashville?
One does, yeah.
Oh, we gotta go do Zanies in Nashville.
Come on.
We gotta go do Zanies in Nashville so you could try to fuck Wet. Okay, well, America, Canada, and wherever you are,
dun, 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 dun.
Your dreams are about to be answered. It's happening!
Woo-hoo.
You guys, we're going to Nashville! May 7th, Sunday, May 7th!
Yeah!
Steve Heitner and I, hopefully we're gonna try to get Aaron there. We're gonna try to get Rob Benedict, Padgett, Katie, Anna, but at least Steve Heitner and I will be in Nashville at Zany's. Please calm, it's happening. And we're gonna call Wells right now. Wells will be there.
We're gonna call him now?
Yeah, we're going to call him right now. Wells will be there. Steve is going to try to fuck his sister. I think we're going to be going out with them Saturday night before. So Sunday night is a show. Wells will be there. We have contact. Allegedly, Carly and Evan will be there. Allegedly, Luke, the Marine, I think, might be there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lure in Caitlin and Sean. You guys, it's happening. Come to Nashville, Zanies.
Yeah.
May 7th. It's official. We will be there. Okay, we're calling Wells.
We're drinking on the 6th, right? We're going to go
we're
in early?
We're going to be drinking on the 6th.
Right,
we're going in early. We're going to drink on the 6th, and then we're going to report. Mm-hmm. And but this, it just closed today. The deal closed. It's a very, very, very lucrative deal.
Yeah, papers are still wet.
Okay, here we go. We're calling Wells. Here we go.
As is Wells' sister.
Okay. Oh, my God. Here we go. We're calling Wells.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Wells Adams.
Hey!
It's Arden and Banya.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just refreshed Steve's disgusting memory. I don't know. Did you play those clips of him trying to fuck your sisters?
Yeah, and I actually sent them to my sisters as well.
Oh, boy. You're really greasing the skids for me, so to speak.
The skids? Greasing the skids?
Well, because I had forgotten about it entirely.
Yeah.
And so when you sent it to me, I got to relive the fact that Banya from Seinfeld was trying to fuck my sisters.
Is that wrong?
And like, no, not at all. And for whatever reason, like, renamed my sisters Wet and Wipe.
Yeah.
It was even more wonderful.
Dude. Okay, here's my question. Did you send it to both Wet and Wipe?
I did. I sent it to both of them.
Were they horrified?
No, one of them said, it sounds like they're coming to Nashville. You better watch out. To my sister Marisa, who lives here.
Yeah. Oh, we're coming.
And I said, they are coming, and they expect you to be, like, in the audience.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My sister was like, I can't wait.
Now,
okay.
Now, who lives in Nashville, Wet or Wipe?
Which one do you want? Hi. We'll call Marisa Wet. How about that? We'll call Marisa. Yeah. No, we're coming in Saturday night. I was like, Steve, do you want to come with me? Let's go to Nashville. And because I'm filming there now, but I basically go, I haven't been able to go out there. And it's like, fuck, like I need a week. I've literally never hit the town of Nashville. So Steve goes, well, we got to go in a day early so we can go get into trouble. So your poor sisters better watch out.
Saturday night in Nashville.
May 6th. We're coming.
Well, I can't wait. We're going to have fun. I promise. I will. I can't promise that my sisters will be any fun, but we'll,
we'll find something
for Banya to stick his dick in.
Oh, that is so touching. You know, if I could do that and sell a t-shirt, I'm a happy man.
Isn't that t-shirt that says, congratulations, you just got your, Banya just stuck, you're not gold, Jerry?
No, I go right at it with the gold, Jerry Gold. Please buy them before the cease and desist letter starts.
Okay, well, before let me ask you a question. Are you watching this season? Of course you are.
I am.
What do you think?
Well, because Nick and I became friends in Mexico, in Paradise.
Sure. Yeah. In Paradise.
Yeah, so, and it's so funny to me because there was a moment in time when they asked me that, like, it was like, there's a chance that we might have you be the next Bachelor. And I remember hearing that thinking, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then now watching it, I thank God every single day that is not a thing.
Well, because you're a guy who, the only human who ever on The Bachelor made reference to the talking heads. Like, I don't think America would know what to do with
talking heads.
He went on a date with somebody and he was talking about the band that he liked was the talking heads.
Talking heads.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I remember like America, like that's too cool for a Bachelor. What's happening over there?
your demons are out.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Can you press pause for a second?
Yeah, we're gonna press pause. Yeah. We'll press pause.
I've got a friend coming over, and I've got to let him.
He's got a deep voice.
Okay. Hello. Don't press pause.
Oh. My God.
Oh, maybe he doesn't need to be the Bachelor.
Was that a boy or a girl?
I'm doing a podcast right now.
Oh.
Shut up, guys.
I think he's got a Milo problem.
What's a Milo?
Milo's the guy that worked for Breitbart.
He's going to attack you.
And apparently was supporting pedophilia.
Okay.
Do you follow anything in the news? Is it all Bachelorette?
It's all Bachelorette.
This will only be like a couple more minutes. Sorry.
You can't apologize enough.
He can't get rid of us fast enough.
Rape you. It's fine.
or Banya. You can send Banya there.
Now, does somebody have a paper route? They're calling, coming by to collect?
Carl, down.
This podcast is
great.
By the way, get a sound grab of Carl down.
My dog's name is Carl, guys. You should know that.
Carl down. That's how Steve starts every morning.
I'm going to rename my penis.
What?
Carl.
Yeah, you did.
Carl down.
My dog's name is Carl. You can be a part of this. So I have a lady friend that just came over. Mm-hmm. My dog's name is Carl. He's a bloodhound. And he jumped up on top of her, and he definitely just, like, did he rip the button?
He's a poo now.
Carl just unbuttoned the shirt. I got to say, Carl, good job.
How long did it take to train Carl to disrobe the lady?
Months. Yeah. Months.
Yeah, he's been night and day. Dog school.
You got to give him a treat when they do the right thing. Get a treat.
True.
You missed the fact that Steve said that he just renamed his dick Carl and screamed Carl down.
I'm
going to
get
himself.
The sound grab. I'm going to get your sound grab. Carl down.
As if your dick wasn't already named Carl.
As though it were up.
That's
the biggest joke.
As if it's been naturally up since the late 90s.
Oh.
All right, Wells. Well, it seems like you're busy. We are so excited that you have two gingers that are descending upon your life in 2 months. We're coming.
And can't wait.
Make sure you close on that girlfriend you have over there the way I'm going to close on Arden's mom, Janet.
Okay, there
Just
you
close
go.
Close that.
Okay.
Always be closing.
ABC. I'm just glad you didn't say... You closed on that girl just like I'm going to close on your sister, wet or wife, or both of them.
I went the other way. I went the other way.
He's on an apology tour right now. After calling you, we have to call my mom. Literally, my mom called me the other day. She's never heard a podcast in her entire life ever, any podcast. She goes, I listen to your podcast. I was like, oh, is that show? She goes, yeah, I put it on. I just randomly picked one. I heard Steve Heitner saying that he could have sex with me. The only podcast she's ever heard. She's like, this is a podcast? So now we have to call and apologize to my mother, Janet. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking. Let's good luck with your lady friend and Carl.
Yeah, Carl, swipe at that shirt one more time.
And we'll be in touch, and we can't wait to come hang out with you guys the weekend of May 7th.
May 7th. Are we doing it at Zanies?
We're doing it at Zanies, and we're going to come hang out with you Saturday night, May 6th.
We're partying May 6th in Nashville.
Yeah.
And right. And then you guys are gonna record this podcast
at Zany's.
live on Zany stage, and then
Sunday night.
Are you doing like some stand up?
Absolutely,
we're both doing stand up. We're gonna both do stand up.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. Okay, we'll be.
By
in
the
touch.
Way, you gotta send me an email so I can get like all the Bachelor people to come up there.
That would be a joy.
So. Great.
That would be a joy. Yeah, we have contact with Carly and Evan who said they were interested, and Luke. So we would love all the Bachelor peeps very much.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure that they're not apprehensive about it.
Thank you.
Cool.
We appreciate it. Have fun. Thank you, Wells.
All right.
Have fun tonight,
see you guys.
Have fun. Bye. Yep.
Bye, Banya.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We still going?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That was exciting. Okay.
That went well.
Andy, what do you think?
Great.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to do one more thing right now before we get going.
Yeah.
So my mom, should we do both phone calls now? What do you think, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get going, here's the other thing. This is the major. So yes, Steve and I will both be doing stand up, and we're gonna have people. It's gonna be fucking fun.
It's gonna be a great night.
It's gonna be a great night. And so here we go. So this is. I did get a call from my mother, Janet Marine, and so I had to hunt down. I'm like, what did she hear? Like, what is the only? Can you believe the only podcast my mother has ever heard? Is that, wait,
and this all came from the same. Was I drinking?
I actually set you up for the one with my mom. I'm the culprit.
Oh, all right.
Okay, did you have the clip of my mom?
Yeah.
So, as mentioned, my mom, Jana Marine of Little Compton Real Estate, if you need a good seaside house, Jana Marine. You've known her for many years.
I have.
She's amazing. We love my mom.
I've loved her from afar.
She's amazing.
Yes.
By the way, a lot of people have been asking me, her new kitten, Mittens, is a real hit.
What a clever name.
It's got thumbs. Mittens has thumbs. She actually has mittens.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom does not understand what I do at all. Like, she's like, what is a pod? She doesn't get what a podcast is. She doesn't really understand or like The Bachelor. My brother could not be more successful. Like, my brother's like a billionaire with his own tech company. Yeah. I think she sometimes worries about me. And so she was like, I think was trying to be supportive.
Sometimes worries about
And she goes, I heard your podcast. And the only thing she heard was this. I just want to say also, one of the things I love about Steve Heitner is he always claims that he could fuck my mom.
Jesus.
You know what? You know what's crazy about that? Is you probably could.
Yes.
She is still married to my father. Let me also now everybody knows my parents married on a dare. I mean, it's like the oddest combo. You have to admit, the combo is odd.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. Anybody could get in there right now. Believe me, down goes Frasier. There would be no real contact.
Like, truly, I've had Steve drunk when my mom's been around. My mom's been in town. When Janet Marine comes in from Little Compton, Rhode Island. If you need a summer rental, Little Compton Real Estate, she's the one for you. When Janet Marine comes to town, literally, Steve Heitner goes into full Puma mode. And he's like waiting in the bushes. And he's like, I could close your mom.
Oh,
I could fuck her if I wanted to.
No doubt. The easiest thing, like, what's your go-to karaoke song is like a panty dropper.
I also want to say. Okay, that's. So he's talking about my mom. Thea Vaughn just arrived.
Hey, yeah.
We're about to call my mom to apologize. The only podcast she ever heard was Steve Heitner. She's never heard of any podcast in her life. She picked one randomly of mine, and all she heard was Steve Heitner claiming that he could fuck her. Wow, so now we're just calling really quickly, and he's going to apologize.
These are facts.
He's going to apologize
all
to
right,
my
I'll
mom.
Apologize.
Fly him out there.
Theo, you look great.
I know. I mean, I don't know. I've been feeling okay, but I appreciate that.
How are you?
You know, I'm a moderate. I'm a six.
I want to say, though, between when you did our podcast and you were, like, this podcast combo was my favorite combo
ever. Oh, the best. This best part of my day was just seeing you two's faces.
You, between then, you had a Netflix special come out. Mm-hmm. A stand-up Netflix special. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. That's like show business.
That's like a fancy, that's about as fancy as it gets.
Yeah, it's like getting a new skirt.
What's it called? You've been trying to get one for years.
Yeah.
I love a good analogy. And he crushed that.
Okay, we're going to make...
Who doesn't love a good analogy?
Should we call my mom at the end?
What would you like to do?
About your business.
All right, here we go. Yeah. We'll call my mom real fast. She's not brief, though. It's hard to hang her up.
She's not brief?
Not really. We'll just tell her that we only have 3 minutes.
But it's easy to hang her up wet, if you know what I'm saying.
This is going to be so nice for her.
You get in there.
She's not home.
She might not be home.
She's home.
She's home.
Hello.
Janet. I'm calling with Steve Heitner. We're only going to bother you for like 2 or 3 minutes. He has an apology. We're both sorry that we said that Kenny Banya could fuck you on the podcast.
Janet, I did not even believe that it happened. Apparently, maybe I had been drinking or something, but it was played back to me. And I was a little shocked by my own words. And Arden would like me to apologize for those words right now. But unfortunately, I can't do that. I would only say to you that I would close so hard. I would close on you like a mason jar on preserves. That's how hard I...
That's a pretty tight close. That's a tight close.
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah, thank you. There you go.
This is my friend Theo is here.
Class act all the way, Steve.
Always have been. Always have been. And you know what I heard? I heard somebody misses me. That's what I heard.
You say, I do really good parent.
Yeah, you do. Steve Heitner always claims that he gives really
good parent.
You do give good parent.
Yeah. By the way, this is more your idea than mine. Let's stop lying to each other.
It's taken it to the nth degree.
Steve Heitner heard on our podcast last week, so I'm taking my mom to see Bruno Mars for her birthday, but now she also wants to go see Britney Spears in Vegas.
Oh, I want to go.
He wants to go.
I want to go to see Britney Spears with you and your mom.
I want to go see Britney.
No, he wants to come. He wants to come with us, Mom.
I want to go with you two. Are there three of us with our lady boners just sitting there?
That's what I'm saying.
You want to come, Theo?
I'm out. I can't make it. I got to wash my hair.
Janet, just 2 seconds because I got to get to my very important Bachelor podcast. You watched The Bachelor for the first time last night?
I did.
What'd you think?
Anything else?
You can speak freely.
Amazed again that somebody could stand up there and ask not one, not two, not three, but 4 men. If he could ask their daughter to marry them.
Yeah, yeah.
When you break it down like that, it does...
With a straight face, he stands there and says, oh, if I were to ask her, would I have your blessing? Hell no! Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Could you believe that one of the girls, what's her name? Not Allison.
Which girl?
Vanessa. Is that her name?
Yeah.
That she actually then got her feelings hurt. She didn't know that was
the thing.
Was that news?
Quite honestly, it made me think, oh, Vanessa's crazy.
Yeah,
that's what the show is. That's what the show is.
Right.
Well, very Middle Eastern
it's just beyond belief that he could, with a straight face
and
a camera pointed at him, go and ask all these men for permission to marry their daughter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Before we go.
You cut her off.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you keep going,
your
Mom.
Mother.
I'm sorry, Mom. I know.
That's your first apartment.
Yeah. You came from there.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry, Mom. Are you done?
Oh.
How's Mittens?
Mittens is doing great. I had to actually take her off my stomach so I could answer the phone because she's just hanging out there waiting for me to go open another can of food.
Oh. Do you have any good...
Who names a vibrator Mittens?
That is my mother, Steve. That is my mother,
That is
Steve.
Odd.
Mom.
Oh, Steve.
Do you have anything you want to say to Steve Heitner before we go?
Good luck.
So sweet.
I think you should be the next Bachelor, Steve.
Oh, you've never seen Theo. Theo's adorable, too.
No, I date Steve before I would date
Theo's me. A six with great hair.
Theo's a six with great hair. Heitner's a two. a two with a Viagra-powered raisin.
3 inches of Twisted Fury.
I mean, seriously, wouldn't that just be amazing?
You'd have to be one of the ladies who are ready to be disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my first impression rose all over you. Oh, man. You ever been in a helicopter? Oh, what a date.
What a date. I would tune into that one. I'll tell you, that would be, I mean, where do they find these guys?
Well, what a great date. They'll get a country star we've never heard of. We'll dance.
Oh, my God. You and my mom slow dancing to a country star? That'd be the best.
I'd watch that.
Mom, I'm sorry I cut you off. I love you. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah,
good luck. See you soon, Steve.
See you soon. I'll call you in about an hour.
Yeah. Why don't you go feed mittens?
Bye.
That is my mother. That is my mother.
And she's DTF.
Hell yeah. Oh.
That is my
eager.
Mother.
Eager.
That is my mother. That is my mother. That is Jenna Marine from Little Compton, Rhode Island, from Little Compton Real Estate. You need a summer rental. You go to Little Compton Real Estate. Welcome to the podcast. Theo Vaughn.
Theo, I love your mom.
Can I just say,
I love you more now after knowing your mom.
My mom is the best. My mom, I don't know if she loves me mentioning this, but my parents did marry on a dare. They weren't dating, and they're still married.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And you've met my dad. He's a salty dog.
That's the kindest words I've ever heard about your dad.
That's why you stand a chance. He likes a bad boy.
Is he a trouble guy? Is he an alcoholic?
Oh.
Yeah.
you know, used to be. That's like old news. Didn't stop drinking. It's just old news.
Well, it just switched to candy. He switched to candy.
Oh, yeah. He switched to candy.
He's 98% cacao.
Well, the first night I met him, he said, stop drinking. And he just asked if he could watch me drink a martini.
You've never seen somebody watch with more like are you going to touch that martini? I mean, it's truly like you've never seen somebody more into it.
Oh, Dad had a couple Toblerones and he's beating Mom again. Unbelievable. Wouldn't that be great? The new alcoholic or people in chocolate?
Yeah.
He's just going.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Everybody, yeah. Hi. Dad had four Kit Kats. Yeah. My dad used to beat me and pour semi-sweet chocolates on my back.
It's when the Cadbury eggs comes out. Yeah. Cream eggs. He would teabag me with cream eggs for all the whole month of April.
Oh my God!
It's spring, you little whore.
Theo, let me ask you this. First of all, you don't watch The Bachelor, but you subject yourself to it just basically because you love Banya. I mean, is that really it?
No, because I literally had one of the best times I had last year here.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah.
And I said I want to do my diligence.
Okay, so you watched this week and you watched last week.
Yep, I watched the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. Okay, we're just going to start at the beginning of this week's episode.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So he gives out his four roses, and it's time for the hometown visit. And we start in Hoxie, Arkansas.
Are you saying that right?
I think
Hoxie.
So. Hoxie.
Yeah.
Hoxie. Oh, that's an X.
Yeah.
Hoxie, Arkansas, with Raven on her ATV. They have sexy music, and they're going mudding, frogging, and digging.
Yeah.
Mudding looked fun, I have to say, until they started, when they were getting at it in the swamp, a lot of people emailed me in thinking about, leeches go,
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta have, I mean, who does that? Who goes down into a swamp? Who allows somebody to put their head down in a swamp?
Yeah.
She's pretty cute. You would make out with a girl in a swamp.
I do three things, what I'm told. So
Does Jenna Marie know that?
Oh, she's going to know that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, she's
going to
know
right.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, why do you got to bring that up?
Okay, you know what she's going to tell you to do? She's going to tell you that she wants to watch Notting Hill. Yeah. She's going to tell you that it's time for Project Runway.
Yeah. You know what I heard? Well, how long did she talk? Was she on for maybe 3-4 minutes?
Yeah.
You know what I heard?
What?
Yes. That's what
I like that we've had this podcast now. We're about 25 minutes in. We've had to call two people that you've threatened to fuck on podcasts in the past.
Right. I don't apologize.
No, you don't.
But
no.
I don't like the swamp thing, man.
Okay,
I don't need a goddamn leech on my sphincter.
Oh, I thought you meant the original television series, which was probably...
That is very good.
God, it was good. The makeup.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
The moss that man wore, swamp thing.
Yeah.
Was that really a show?
Very good, yeah.
And that was back in the days of
Michael Landon played the swamp thing.
Very good. Back in the days of bad makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When that was fun. But I don't think there's ever been a hometown visit where you had four such drastic differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like he could go shopping on whatever Rodeo Drive Miami
yeah,
was.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or he could go to the swamp thing.
I just want to say, overall, I went in loving Vanessa, and I came out going, she's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. I love Raven. I just want to ATV with her family, and I want her brother to pull me over when I'm on the grain silo.
Wow.
I thought Raven was the most fun, and I actually liked Corinne more than I'd liked her.
You liked which one?
I actually liked Corinne more than I liked her.
And her olive-eating father?
Her father, who to me looked
got
like...
the best olive.
I know, right?
Andy Kindler. It's Andy Kindler. It's Andy Kindler.
He almost choked a little on the olive.
No. Hey, try one of the family gonads. They're delicious.
The olive. It was the most tense. I was like, is somebody going to get like shot by a Beretta? And like what the fuck with the olive?
That was very weird. And then he was really hitting the booze, too, wasn't he?
Hard. 15-year scotch is not even that old.
I know! Right, the worst crap in the world's 12.
It's 2002. It's 2002.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The 15-year scotch. And you'll always have scotch.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, is this a real family? This family looks like it was from Restoration Hardware, but like Restoration Rack.
Yeah, the bad one.
And the nanny.
We'll get there.
Oh, all right, we'll get there.
Okay, so we're at Raven.
We're back to the swamp.
We're at Raven. We're the swamp. They go on the
Did
grain farm.
Did she have stains on that shirt? Did you see that when they were?
I didn't see that. First of all, Katie, come. How you doing, Katie? Come on in, Katie.
Yeah.
You saw stains.
You saw the stains on that shirt?
Yeah, it was like mud.
Mud stains.
Yeah, it was very nice. It was like mud.
Hi, Katie.
Low back, you know, like mud stains,
Who are you guys rooting for now?
Raven.
Raven. Who are you rooting for?
You know, I'm almost switching over to Corinne.
Yeah.
I'm going with the special ed Italian teacher.
Okay.
Who was that lady? What was her name?
Vanessa.
Seems to be going crazy when she heard the news that there are three other women.
She's Italian. And you know Italians most likely to get head lice? Do you know that of anyone?
What? Is that true?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Really?
I don't know. It's just something they like to do, I guess.
Lice in the general or head lice?
Head lice.
Oh, I see.
They keep their nether regions very tidy.
Because I'm German and we get lice.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I've never had lice. Have you ever had lice?
Oh, you got to get out there.
Yeah.
Have you had lice?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had crabs?
Nope, no crabs.
Lice or crabs?
I've had
lice.
Neither.
Lice.
Yeah. No, no, neither lice or crabs.
You haven't had crabs. You kind of were in the crabs era, weren't you?
You would think.
Comedy condo crabs.
And we grew the hair, so, you know, plenty of room.
You had long hair? Oh, you mean down in the downstairs?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I was just picturing, quite honestly, it was less.
It's all gray now.
It was less. Less alarming for me to think of
quite coarse, the gray.
Yeah. Your big gray bush?
Yeah, it looks like a gold miner.
Quite coarse. Yeah.
How are you, Katie?
I'm good.
It is Gentleman's Day today. It's the bro show today, and I love it.
Yes, this is already so much fun.
Okay.
I like Vanessa. So I liked Vanessa. I kind of fell for her a little bit.
Yeah, she's elegant.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful, and I liked her family, except for a little crybabies at the house.
Her sister looks like Celine Dion, but we'll get there. Okay, so Raven.
What about the other girl?
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
All right.
Okay, Raven. Raven.
Celine Dion.
Raven, we have the Celine Dion.
She don't the look like
Celine Dion?
Celine Dion.
She don't look like her at all.
Wow.
No, the sister. The sister is Celine Dion.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. And
Okay. So the mom says, so we're at Raven. Her sweet dad starts crying. He's cancer free.
Yeah.
And I actually.
Which was good news.
And I actually, I felt really touched. And then the mom says, can you say it? Can you say it? I love Nick. It was like really important to her that her daughter say that. Now you missed it. Earlier in the season, Raven confessed that her last boyfriend, her mother, she got some call that her boyfriend was cheating on her. And her mother was like, go do what you have to do, and gave her keys.
Yeah, and she drove a state away and kicked the girl's ass.
And she saw her vagina, and she kicked her ass with a stiletto.
She saw her vagina, too?
Yeah,
they were actually having sex.
She actually said, I saw her vagina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But then she... And then the dad said, I didn't expect to like ya. And then she didn't say, I love you. But I feel like they had a nice, I don't think she's going to win, but I like Raven and I wish her well.
I wish her well too, but she's, you know, the idea that she wanted to kick that girl's ass is
a little alarming. Yeah, we learned that early on that she did fight somebody with a stiletto.
Right. But you got to fight somebody for your man, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
What about that?
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight over a girl?
I can't even remember.
Have you taken a lover for the winter?
I think so. Actually, I made love to a woman one time and the window wouldn't close. Does that count?
Yeah, I mean, if it's cold
in Kansas City in February.
I had a girl break up with me and she bit my arm open.
Recently?
No.
Oh, you mean in the past?
In the past.
What happened?
I don't know. We were breaking up. It was getting a little fiery, you know? And I was trying to let her down easy.
Yeah.
And she was a fiery redhead from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was gesticulating as we do with my arms and doing all that. And then she was like, really irritated and finally got a hold of one of those arms and bit just bit into it.
I once
broke skin.
I once had a misunderstanding with a man and said, are you cross with me? True story.
Oh my God.
True story. Jenna Marine taught me how to fight
Carl
hard,
down.
Hard,
Carl
hard.
Down.
That's what he's called his dick now. His dick is now called Carl.
We were chatting with Wells before you were here.
Oh, wow.
And a lady friend came over while we were on the phone.
And he starts screaming, Carl down, Carl down. But allegedly
his dog is named Carl.
And Heiner's renamed his dick Carl.
I want the sound bite of Wells going, Carl down.
On the heartful, on the hopeful thought that Steve's dick will ever naturally be up on its own.
I thought it was like a Vietnamese flashback, like Carl down, Carl down,
Carl down. We leave no one behind.
What's up, Carl?
I found this Vietnam vet on Hollywood Boulevard, and I felt so bad for him. I invited him to come to my bachelor podcast.
I felt left behind.
I invited him to come to my podcast. Are you enjoying yourself?
I certainly am. God bless America.
Lieutenant Heiner. Okay. So do we have anything more to say about Raven?
No.
I think she's kind of the outlier for me. She's like the one where the fact that they didn't say that the I love you thing wasn't kind of clear, but like earlier in the season, she said that she was kind of falling in love with him, you know?
She's got a great body. Does that matter?
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's adorable. It just seems like... maybe that's the one they're going to try to surprise you with. Like they were setting it up to maybe not seem like it was going to be her.
I don't think it's going to be her, but I wish it was. Yeah. Let's pray that she goes to paradise, Theo.
Okay.
But before we move on.
Please.
Cancer free.
Yeah, that's cancer good. Free.
For now.
For now. Yeah. Is anybody free?
I mean, it's Arkansas, dude. Yeah. Cancer is just
This update just in.
Yeah. Dude, that's the thing, man. I assume, I just, we're all going to die, you guys.
Yeah, well, this just in.
Yeah, people in Arkansas only live to like about 40, 44,
exactly.
45.
Right, and they die with no teeth at 42.
Can I ask you a question, Theo? You're from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Have you ever been mudding?
Yep, been mudding.
Is it fun?
Oh, it is fun, basically. I mean, you end up breaking whoever's car or truck it is, usually. I mean, that's the downside.
What's the mudding? Was that the ATV stuff?
Yeah, because I was looking at it. I was like, that has a lot of grass in me. Like, that looks like it's fucked up, that ATV. Like, that looks stuck.
Did you wear a big helmet like that?
No.
No, you don't wear a helmet.
No. That's a Disney thing.
That's like
Disney,
a network helmet.
Disney made them wear the helmet because they're Disney.
Yeah. Nobody. Look, I would much rather be a father that has, like, a brain, like, disorder than be a dad who the kid knew you rode around with a helmet
on. That's how I feel.
Good choice. Good choice.
That's how I feel. I went skiing this winter for the first time in a while, and everyone's like, where's your helmet? I was like, I'm not a loser. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, everyone wears helmets now. I was like, I've never worn a helmet doing anything in my life.
Yeah, we know. Carl, down.
Yeah. I've never biked with a helmet. I've never done anything with a helmet.
Yeah.
Look at me now. I
thought you had to wear a helmet skiing. I thought that was a law now.
Well,
really? No.
No?
A law?
I don't know.
That's a law. That's got to stop.
That's a puss law.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude.
Don't be a puss.
You've never worn a helmet doing anything.
No. Okay, but I did. You know what? That's not true. I owned a helmet as a child. My brother got a mini bike, and he wanted to show me how safe it was. We both had helmets. I put rainbows all over it, and he went out. And he was my brother weighed like 14 pounds until senior year in high school. And
tall preemie.
Don't meet a lot of preemies in middle school.
And he went. He went. He kind of looked like Anthony Michael Hall in 16 Candles, you know.
Yeah.
And put it. Carl down. So then he went. He took his mini bike to show me how safe it was, and he immediately broke his wrist. So I didn't get to wear my helmet because I was like, well, that's not safe.
Bachelorette number two.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Moving on
moving on. Jesus, okay, sorry. Bachelorette number two is Rachel in Dallas, who we know doesn't win because
she is.
Yeah,
are we going to address the...
Why'd they do that?
So early. And I don't ever want to hear the phrase explosive chemistry again out of Nick's mouth. We have explosive chemistry.
Did he say that? He didn't say that to a parent, did he?
He said this to the camera. This is not the first time he said it about her. He said, we have explosive chemistry. I just picture him like creaming his jeans.
The thing I noticed the most was
men cream their jeans or women cream their jeans?
It's called a dry hump.
Yeah. But with the phrase, I just creamed my jeans, who says that, a man or a woman?
I think a guy.
Yeah, usually somebody who's stealing soup. I feel like. You know?
Okay, so they have explosive chemistry, and then they go. She brings him to gospel church, mm-hmm. which is so awkward watching him clap.
Yeah.
And then he gets called out, like, have you ever been to a church like this?
No, of course not.
No,
of course not.
He's from Wisconsin.
Right.
Didn't you think it was weird that they chose to use the word black instead of African-American?
I did.
Really? Why?
They were committed to it. I didn't hear them say African-American once. Like, every single reference was black. I just thought that was rare that you would – I would think just within natural conversation you might hear both.
Right.
Since African-American is more popular now than black, like, did they have a conversation where they said, we're going with black?
I think black's come back. I think African-American was kind of like a thing for a while.
I like black.
Yeah.
But I was just surprised.
I liked black.
Everybody's okay with black now, I feel like. But African-American was definitely a thing for a while. Yeah. I honestly think, like, it's kind of – now it's okay for either one.
Right.
My mom, I think, is trying to catch up with the times and use the phrase – American Korean the other day.
Oh, American Korean?
For blacks?
She was trying to say,
very progressive.
I think she was trying to say Asian, and she said American Korean.
Well, she didn't say Oriental, so that's good.
No, that was a step up. That's just not like my grandmother.
Did you guys feel like it was like forced diversity? Like, I'm all about diversity.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it was like forced diversity, or was just an advertisement having her in the Final Four for her being the next
Well, there was there was another white guy there.
Right.
Like, was the sister married to a white guy?
Oh, my God. The ginger. The annoying ginger.
Yeah, right.
Who was like,
which is my part.
Oh, my God. He totally took your – you auditioned for – you tested
I
for
did.
That.
I went back twice.
For that. You tested for that. He took your part.
Yeah, they said I wasn't creepy enough.
That guy, he was like –
And did you see when he sat in that weird chair?
Oh my God! They had him
that
in like
pod chair.
Yeah, they put him in like this. It was like a high back. They put him like and he was so excited to be the one.
It's like Austin Powers in the pod. This is our white brother.
That's the Caucasian hot seat. They put him in.
Well, what was amazing was
get over there, Mitt Romney. I bet they call him every white name, any white name, huh? Get over there, Dusty Rhodes.
There's also like the ginger brother in the Caucasian hot seat was so excited for once that he wasn't the one in the Caucasian. He was so excited to like, you know, like hurt people. He was giving the Nick the hardest time about the interracial thing, about anybody there. He was like, it's a thing. Are you ready to deal with it, my man?
Like, did he say my man?
He was like really like, he was the one that was giving like so excited to be giving him the hardest time.
I love the Caucasian hot seat.
Yeah. Well, he had a tattoo on his back. It said, the rhythm is going to get you, which I thought was crazy, bro.
Dude, and he was like a full fat, gay, red, like, ginger. It was like a fat, kind of gay ginger.
Was he fat?
He was like chunky. He was like a
Genghis.
Chunky.
They call him Genghis in England. You know that?
No,
how great is that?
Wait, yeah. What is it?
What Genghis? It's just like ginger, but they pronounce it differently. Genghis.
Genghis?
Yeah, like,
oh my.
It was like a slightly effeminate, slightly porky Genghis waiting in the cookies.
I know. I felt, as soon as they went to the house, like, hey, there's already a white guy there.
They're doubling down.
They got the white guy.
And it was like a ginger who was such a toolbox. And by the way,
well, Nick's a ginger, isn't he?
Not really. The guy took your part.
You're more of a ginger than he is.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you missed early in the season. Her father is a federal judge who likes to be called sir, and all of a sudden he's not available. I don't think so. Yeah. There was no way he was.
Watch
not
how
available
he is when she's the bachelorette. Watch how available he is.
And by the way, anybody going to meet him nobody's met him yet, so they don't even know how scary he is.
Right.
Because the mom was kind of intimidating.
He wasn't available on
a
Sunday. It's church, right?
Yeah.
Who's not available on a Sunday?
Yeah, you're right. For judge work, it's a
holiday.
I
liked your mom.
I liked the mom too.
Yeah, she was cool.
But I liked the family, but I felt like they're not going to suffer fools gladly.
No, they're not a dumb family.
Mm-mm. It's not Jenna Marine who's going to let you go,
exactly.
Like take her to Britney Spears and buy her a Long Island iced tea.
I'm going to spin her around once. It's going to be like she has a hood on her head. She won't know what the hell's happening.
That's the most dark. That is my mother.
Jesus.
That is my mother.
Now I'm scared.
A real estate agent, Little Compton real estate.
Apparently you don't like
Compton. Need a good summer
rental. You don't like
rental.
Flirting.
Okay, she's not here. Okay, so the dad's not there, and then the doughy ginger on couch, which now we know is the Caucasian hot seat, and then Okay, Ginger. I wrote Steve. Yeah. I wrote Ginger Steve. Yeah. Okay, so then were anything more about Rachel, you guys? Is there anything more?
She's smart.
Yeah,
I don't know
smart.
How she ended up on the show.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
There's always something that is so broken that they would go do a show, you know, but doesn't seem to be there.
Yeah, they keep saying, like it's so hard for you to open up. Like, she seemed open and beautiful and put together. Like, what's wrong with her?
She's a 31-year-old attorney that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's never been married? Has she ever been married?
No.
Well, then maybe there's something there that happened. Like, maybe she had a husband that she lost or something. Because it you know, kind of 31.
Well, she's been educated. You got to educate yourself a lot to get to be a lawyer by 31.
Good point.
You know, you got to be in school.
But also, you think some man might have scooped her
I would have
up.
No idea, though.
Scoop it up.
Yeah, some man might have freaking double scooped it.
Yeah, the rhythm is going to get ya.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, number two.
You really captured that song. Let me hear that again.
The
rhythm is going to get ya.
Are you crossing me?
No, I'm saying you really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were fighting. Are you crossing me?
Oh, the rhythm has you.
I'm learning how to fight. Are you crossing me, Steven? Number three. By the way, yeah. Wells, who we just talked to on the phone, mm-hmm. when you were both here in our podcast, you were doing an impression of him that was him like a crow carrying his body in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, really?
And you were also talking about Robbie as the Falcon with his hair. And people have sent me photos of the Falcon, ooh. Like in high school with his hair down. Okay, so now we're in Miami with Corinne. This seems like your kind of a girl, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve,
retail.
I can see, yeah.
Retail.
I remember.
What does your daddy want to buy me next?
These olives.
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard anything called 15-year-old scotch? It's really rare.
Oh, my God. So they go shopping, and you can see Nick.
By the way, it's 12-year-old scotch he had for 3 years.
Yeah, I inherited these slap bracelets from my father. Like, who the fuck is dude?
Dude, did he not look like Andy Kindler to you, the dad?
No.
And the
mom,
he did not.
No.
Maybe the nose a little bit. They had a similar nose. That was it.
Yeah.
But that family just seemed.
Oh my God.
And I felt like it was in, like the one lady was trapped, kind of like enslaved.
Well, she's her nanny.
It felt so forced. Like
Raquel.
The hug at the end. Like, come on. Like, really, you're making him sit down with the nanny?
No.
There was no room for the nanny at the table. She's eating like out on the
left. Well, that was the gratuitous shot that, we let her eat too.
That was like the one and only time she's actually been able to eat with the family.
Right.
You know, she's never actually been able to eat with the family.
And then that hard-hitting interview she gave him.
No, that was...
What the
hell was
that?
Clearly, like, sleeps in a box, like, under the floorboard somewhere.
Yeah.
And she had to, like... And at the end, when Nick and Corinne are, like, kissing outside, and you see her, like clearing the table, and the rest of them with their wine glasses with the thumb holder are like pressed up against the windows watching them.
Yeah, that was... That's the other classy move. The wine glass with the thumb indention.
You put your...
Bunch of... Friggin' Sky Mall Muppets.
Yeah,
that whole family's a bunch of Sky Mall Muppets. That's not even a family.
They gotta go sit in the Caucasian hot seat and think about how badly they behave.
That's where they got this Caucasian hot seat.
Unbelievable.
Sky Mall.
Anybody can have money. That's what that shows you right there.
That family's a bunch
of Muppets, dude.
All of them. No,
and they went shopping on the date?
They went shopping and he seemed so happy to have her buy shit for him.
Yeah.
They're having a sexual interaction. You can feel the chemistry there.
And he was like, he let her buy all that shit and like, oh no, I really shouldn't. I'm feeling hot and flushed. But like, he let her buy him like $2,500 in, like, sweatsuit.
Of course.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Also, I also thought, you know, they're making the dad out to be so wealthy and wealthy. When they cut back to that high rise.
It's not that great.
They were right in the middle of a very mediocre
high rise.
They were
right in the middle, and the apartment wasn't that great. And I'm sure it was expensive, but, like, so is in L.A. I agree with you. I don't think.
It was in L.A.?
No. When you think about, like.
It was in Miami, right?
It was in Miami. Yeah. I don't know. I agree. Katie, what
almost
did you
doubted. I almost doubted their wealth until the olives came out.
Yeah.
Watching Nick's face trying to chew and get that pit out was so awful.
Yeah.
What did you think,
Katie? I thought it was kind of strange they lived in an apartment, too. But then I was like, maybe they had a house at some point and it flooded and they were just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And they got a really nice apartment. It honestly looked like one of those places where they have like a valet and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it looked like a
Marina
really...
Del Rey.
And
yeah.
they may have multiple properties.
I don't think so.
The amount of fucking money she spent on those clothes, I was just like, I once spent like $500 on a lot of clothes at Nordstrom, and I like had a panic attack and returned half of it.
And you're still nervous about it, probably.
Yeah. I returned half of it. I was like, I couldn't even deal with it.
What's the most you've ever spent on clothes?
I don't know, maybe $2,000.
That's a lot.
You?
5K.
Well, like,
wow, height.
To look, but
well,
like,
you know, I got married once.
Wearing?
I got married once.
But what like, are you wearing, dude? A marshmallow vest?
Yeah, she was like, he was literally looking at $800.
Properly browned.
Yeah. Sweatpants.
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 Like, what are you wearing, dude?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, cuter underwear?
I had,
5,000.
Believe it or not, an actual Armani suit for $2,500 when I got married. And
yeah.
Then I bought another one.
Okay.
So, all right. That's different.
For the divorce. For the divorce.
Yes, for the divorce.
Your divorce party. Your divorce party.
You see, sweatpants are $800.
Carl, down.
Fucking insane.
Yeah. And
yeah, but I didn't buy shit like
yeah,
that.
See,
for
that, that I find unbelievable. Like that
I also felt like, I actually felt like the amount of plugs that store got, I thought they're not paying for
I know.
That.
Right.
Well, I felt like it was a bullshit charge.
I was like, who paid? Like, she is paying?
Thomas Mayer.
I had never heard of that store.
No, me neither.
Right?
And I feel like they got so much advertising that for $3,500, that's nothing.
If they even mentioned the name of it, then they probably...
Yeah. And they had like 5-6 shots of the
and he kept
storefront.
And the bag.
And the bag. He kept like walking out.
Yeah, the bag
out,
was there,
the bag,
too.
And the bag. And then when he was walking out... After she said, I love you, in actually kind of a cute way.
You know what? That was so much promo that they actually probably paid. On top of giving that stuff for free, they probably paid
they didn't. I bet they didn't pay for anything at the Thomas Mayer.
No, they did not.
So then...
But that family did seem like they liked each other.
They
a lot.
Did.
Like, they were a happy family.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And they did seem like... The dad has a good point that both... And Vanessa's family pointed out that's like... What does he do? Like, what is he going to do? At a certain point,
he was a software salesman.
Software salesman,
but he hasn't done that
in
since
years.
The first time he was on.
And that was in like, that was as old as the Scotch.
He's been living in L.A. since.
Yeah. He's been on The Bachelor since how long?
A couple years.
A couple years.
I mean, he lives in L.A. and he just works out.
Somebody texted me that, or somebody emailed me that he was in an acting class with them.
Wow.
Well, he wants to, I think he wants to act.
And somebody also sent us a link to Vanessa that she has an IMDb page and she had a few acting credits that she was on Blue Mountain State. So that's another, she's not just a special ed teacher. She tried to be an actress for a while.
Right. She's a special ed teacher, Arden.
Yeah, allegedly.
We don't attack people that are special ed teachers.
Some of those guys looked a little old to be in special ed. I'll say that.
I thought the one guy was the janitor. I didn't know what was happening there.
She said it was an adult school.
She said it was
she
an
did?
Adult.
Yeah.
Oh. She said they're adults.
But also,
she's a special ed teacher, Steven.
Also, she had leather pants on.
She
at
did.
The spe- you know,
I know.
And that like weird fur vest.
I know.
Thing, which
I was
trying to figure out was real, because if it was real,
dude,
like,
how
do
erect,
not like her.
Though, how erect are some of the boys in that class?
Yeah,
like,
they were.
Special
they
ed erections are.
Carl, down.
And
I
not,
thought that guy was the janitor, and I thought he was going to beat Nick up. Didn't it look like he was going to?
That would be an amazing
who's
episode.
Sling Blade?
Yes, exactly. I didn't know. I thought there was a bunch of kids and the janitor, was getting pissed.
That's your boyfriend.
Sling Blade attack. That'd be the most amazing.
But dude, the erection on a special ed guy. I mean, like, because I've spent a lot of time around special ed kids. I used to share a classroom. We used to have to split up a classroom. And I used to actually sneak over there and steal a lot of their candy. And I still feel a little bit bad about that.
Yeah.
But
you're not a candy alcoholic. You're not beating your kids.
I'm not beating my kids. Dude, after a freaking box of snow caps. You know? But those boys can get erect, man. So I bet that they were pretty fired
I know, there
up.
Was,
those boys can get erect, man.
I know. That's true. There was a boy. There was a boy that I, in my town, they would find him in the street doing his thing.
Finally a title for my book.
Well,
those boys can get erect, man.
I thought you were going to do spooning with hookers. A man's like, there's going to be you and a hooker, and she was just going to be like spooning and looking at her watch.
I'd be spooning her, and she'd be looking at her watch.
Yeah, exactly. That was going to be his book.
But those olives, dude, who goes into a nice apartment just eats them? It looked like there was only like 6 or 7 of them.
Six.
Get a dish
And
of
how
them.
Do you have your olives? What do you do? Like, you marinate
them?
Yeah,
he marinates
them.
Or Raquel. Raquel does.
Nick hated it.
He did. He hated it. He's way too Lutheran for
and,
those
like,
olives.
They had those, like, that music and him, like, eating it.
Yeah. And then they're watching him and like...
Who wants a beefy olive with a pit?
And it's also, like, Nick's, like...
Welcome to the family.
His hair around his mouth. He's already so, like, when he talks to the... So then you're watching, like, this man mouth with the, like, pube hair around it. You just don't want to see.
Yeah. You sure you like men? You might be a lesbian.
What? Nick? No.
Do you think Nick likes any of the women?
No.
He didn't have a great group.
No.
I think he likes Rachel. I think he did. I think they have a connection.
Why didn't he pick her?
I don't know. But I feel like they do. It might more be like in a platonic way, but they get along. I thought he liked her definitely too. Get along.
Which one was she? Which one was she?
She's a new bachelorette. She's a black girl.
Oh, yeah, he gets around with her really well.
And I heard this, that she was chosen as the next bachelorette before she even went on The Bachelor.
I'm sure she was.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure she was. They knew they needed. How did you hear that?
Where do you hear that?
Friend
kind
of a friend, like a friend of mine's friend is a producer.
I believe that.
And I was talking to my friend because they know a lot about the show, so I was just trying to catch up a little bit more information. So I haven't watched the whole season. And she's like, "This is what my buddy told me." She
I buy that.
That
I mean,
knew.
She's great.
She's great.
Well, why would they announce when they did?
That doesn't
add up. Apparently, it got leaked.
No, then there was another thing where they were saying people keep emailing me things that apparently they also say that they because they have to start filming so fast for The Bachelorette, they wanted to get more time to get her good guys. Because I feel like JoJo kind of had a less great group.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted to actually get great guys for her.
She has to go home then next week. Like, well, if she ends up being the last two, like, I'd
that's
so
really weird.
Fucking pissed.
And you know who I miss is the one I loved was the tall brunette. What was her name? Whitney?
Whitney? She had no personality.
Oh, I didn't care. Personality.
I know. I liked Christina. I liked the Russian.
You're the.
I love the Russian.
We love the Russian. We love the Russian. We love the Russian. I hope the Russian gets to go to Mexico.
I'll bet that Russian is a bobcat in the sack.
I tried to date a Russian for a while. She ended up beating up her landlord and went to prison, actually.
Wow. She did. She should have gone to the landlord and said, "Sir, are you cross with me? And then can we work out a rental situation?"
Yeah,
that's what she should have done.
She did karate instead.
The Russian was really hot.
She was adorable.
She was smart.
So Karima's like his...
Adorable. She was really hot.
God, we're adorable. So lonely, dude.
Yeah, she was adorable.
Is it weird the whole time watching the show, I'm just like, God, I'm lonely. Do you think most people think that while they're watching it?
Yeah. They're home watching it.
Yeah, we're all at home. I'm writing in my notebook, like, watching.
Yeah, you wrote doughy ginger. I thought that was a recipe when I first saw it.
Doughy ginger.
I'll take a baker's dozen.
Yeah. Of doughy ginger.
Who's making Christmas cookies in February?
Doughy ginger. Oh, my God. Okay, so she says, Corinne was like, I enjoy the finer things in life. So today, I'm going to show Nick a day in the life of Corinne. She talks about herself in the third personal.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then I'm going to teach, she taught him how to shop. You pile it up, and the dressing room is your holy ground. Then she was her sugar mama, and then she said, I love you. It was kind of sweet the way she said, I love you.
It was. And she didn't say, I think I'm falling
in love.
No,
she was really cute when she said
she wasn't such an awful person. She'd be really cute.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's true.
She just seems misguided. She seems like you can see where it comes from, though. Like, I mean, the dad's like, can you take care of the daughter? Like, that was his only question, which I get.
What if he never gets a job?
I like that he immediately went to, he's going to be the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
That's how he phrased it. And then he told it to Nick, and you could just see his dick in a vice.
Yeah.
Just like, I'd like to think I have some, I'm not going to be the stay-at-home mom.
But Nick's probably thinking, like, that's a great idea.
Right. Can I go to the gym?
Yeah, exactly. I can work out. Yeah. Can I post pictures on Instagram?
Can I do my acting class?
Done.
And then he confided in Raquel, the maid, and she was like, what is your intention here? And, like the tough questions came from Raquel, which was strange.
Well, I couldn't understand them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
did she ask a tough question?
But meanwhile, I think she was asking him
Bell's
his intention.
She had Bell's palsy, I think, didn't she?
I thought the mom. I wrote down Bell's palsy as a mom.
Yes. Like Joseph Montana.
Which I also thought was arrested.
Okay.
I'm like, how does she know how to make that?
It's pretty good. It's been.
I'm like, green bells or yellow bells?
She was also curled up with
green
her,
or spicy.
With her dad on a bed.
That was so weird.
And she calls dad him jumped
daddy.
In bed.
That and she calls so him daddy.
Yeah, very Greek.
She calls him daddy, and she's curled up with him. Like, I don't even want to give my dad a high five.
No, she is the most spoiled fucking little daddy's girl.
Yeah, ew, I would never call my dad daddy, and I would certainly never curl up with him on a bed with a...
Well, she's 24, right?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but I would never... I would never.
When you were 24, you would not have called your dad daddy.
No. I've never called him anything but Willie.
I think once I hit like four, I was like,
Willie?
Dad.
Willie?
You know that.
No, what do you
the
call him?
The crazy part is his name isn't either. Down, Carl.
And who have you met more?
Down, Carl. Put the candy bar down.
Are you cross with me, Willie?
I can be a good girl.
Oh, God. Oh. All right, okay.
Jesus Christ,
okay, my mom is going to be listening to this one because she knows she's on it. She's going to be disgusted. I should just send her an excerpt.
Or are your parents still together or they left each other?
They're still together.
Oh, she loves the Willie.
Okay, all right. You put it away.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus,
all right.
You really got to check in with yourself right now.
Okay, all right. You need to check yourself.
Out of bounds.
Yeah.
To yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I just take five seconds and kind of look.
Just had a conversation. Out of bounds.
Okay. Okay. Mom looks like she has Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
I think Corinne... Oh, and then they said, I think the Corinne is the lid to Nick's pot.
Yeah, what was that?
That's a cute saying, I thought. Very
really
Stregonona. Very Stregonona.
Yeah, the dad said it. Mm-hmm. What is Stregonona?
Stregonona is like this old, like, I think like Romanian folklore tale about a woman that makes spaghetti.
What's it called?
Stregonona.
Stregonona.
Oh my God.
Okay, now,
I make it dirty, don't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I make it dirty.
Steven, hi. Well, he was also saying the worst part about my mom hearing a podcast for the first time and hearing him threaten to hump her is that it's not even that it's like Theo or like some young hot guy.
Yeah.
It's a 57-year-old man who's
wow,
like,
you're 57, you look great.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think
yeah.
he's great looking.
Are we throwing ages around, Art?
No.
You want to play a scarecrow? You want to play a scarecrow?
No. You're the one who did it to yourself. I didn't even know how old you were until you told me that. You said it about yourself. I'm just repeating
Beautiful for 57.
Thank you.
You look
very
good.
Much.
You do look good.
Mm-hmm. I got a nice shine on me, don't I?
You do have a nice shine. You look great. He just lost 28 pounds.
Did you really?
Yeah, all right. Moving on.
That's a good thing.
You look exactly like I saw when I last saw you.
Quite honestly, yeah. I didn't even. You always look like this. I've never. I don't think of you
when,
ever
when you,
any
when you
heavier.
Lie to me, I feel alive.
Thank
well,
you
your personality's bigger than. Yeah. You see your personality so much, you don't even see the rest of it.
We'll edit it out. We'll edit your edge.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. I'm a grown man.
I am special edit. Wrecked right now.
Yeah.
Rock hard.
Well, it's because they don't have as much anxiety and interference with those natural limbic thoughts.
He looked like he was going to kick Nick's ass.
Okay, we're there now. So now we're there. Now we're at Vanessa's. Mm-hmm. So this was a tense date. We have the special ed class. We have the awful lunch with the mom. And then we have the dad where the dad looked like he was going to kill him.
Yeah.
So she goes to, does everyone in Montreal look like Celine Dion? You don't think so. I felt like everyone looked like they look like Celine Dion.
Didn't they have weird accents?
I was going to say everyone had a different accent.
Yeah.
And like
one of them was from like the Bronx.
The brother had like a really thick accent. It was like more French. And then the sister was more like I was just like, what is happening?
Yeah. Somebody said the grandma didn't even speak
French. I thought the brother was special ed.
The brother might have been little. He looked like Seth Green, kind of.
He had a little Seth Green.
But he had an accent. His accent was like, it was more like French or Italian. And then his sister was.
He had wet eyes, too. He's crying.
He was sweet. Okay.
He was sweet.
So they go to the classroom. They meet the students. They make the scrapbook. It was Sling Blade where they wanted to murder Nick.
Oh, we're gonna go see special ed kids. Let me get my leather pants.
Yeah, that was weird.
She
had to look sexy though. She had to look sexy. She's sealing the deal.
It seems like special ed in Colombia, kind of is what it seems like to me. You know? Or like Argentina, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Cow country.
Yeah, this is not your parents' special ed.
Yeah, and it was also like you could see, it was sweet.
Ooh,
when
baby,
they were,
when you talk like that.
The rhythm is going to get you.
No.
Right? That's how it goes, right?
No.
That's how it goes.
No, Little Compton, no.
Are you cross with me, Steve? Do I need to bite your arm?
You've angered me.
Okay, wait a minute. When they were,
I figured I wandered into a dead end for personalities today.
So when they were waiting for her in the hall,
it was very sweet.
It was sweet. I felt a little like
that was really sweet.
I actually got teary eyed like a normal human being.
Right, almost.
Mm-hmm. Almost. Yeah. If I had tear ducts,
you would have cried.
I felt like a normal human feeling.
Yeah. If you could feel,
if I could feel,
you would have.
You would have.
If my dad hadn't had all of those M&Ms and then come at me, I would be able to feel that. Curl down.
Yeah.
Good. Daddy just put a Heath bar in his butt. It's time to party.
Hey, Daddy, how about a little Nutella?
Okay, all right, okay. So then.
Ella.
You put the nut in the teller.
Okay.
Now you sound 57.
Okay. Side note. We need to give a shout out mid-break here to Anna, who's still in Iran, making all of our flyers. She's making our flyers in Iran. God bless her. She's still alive, you guys.
And she's posting pictures of the food she's eating, and I'm so jealous because it looks so good.
She's the best. Our producer's in Iran.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
How's the food there?
I think it's good.
It looks
I remember.
Good.
She was very sweet. I
She's
remember.
She's very her. Sweet. She loved you guys. She was sad she was going to miss it.
Oh. We'll come back.
She'll be back.
Okay. So
people come back from Iran.
Hopefully. Hopefully. They used to.
We should stop saying in public record that's where she is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Where's her apartment?
Exactly. You're right. So then they have to go to this awful lunch with 15 people. And they're like, this is what our weekends are. And I thought, I would kill myself. Like, if that was my Sunday every Sunday. I don't like shit like that. I don't like big family gatherings.
No, that was a lot of kids.
15 people. And there's a lot of Christian statues, like, over the shoulder when the sister was, like, there's always, like, the tough sister that hates her beautiful.
She was a tough sister.
They always hate their beautiful younger sister.
Yeah.
And she was like, if you break her heart, I will hit you. I will hit you, Nick, if you break her. That's my accent.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
It's my French-Canadian accent.
Iranian?
If you break her heart, I will hit you.
We heard so many different accents from them. That would have fit right into the family.
I auditioned for that part. I didn't get it.
Yeah, that family seemed like they were just covering like a lot of their like racial it definitely seemed like let's fill in the diversity quota and just get any members of the family because none of them even look.
No,
well, the
no.
sister looked alike, but then the brother
yeah. I thought they looked alike in the eyes.
He was sweet,
and I thought it was the worst casting of Italian grandma I've ever seen.
Yeah,
she could have been German.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. But then when she started talking Italian, I liked
it.
The brother, when he was talking to her, and he was like, "I'm worried about you. We can't go through it again."
Yeah, I was like,
"What
happened?
What happened? What happened in Taken?"
Well, just Liam Neeson, like somebody got taken. I mean, that's.
But you did two reviews.
That's a great review. That's a great review. There's three of them.
Three people got taken.
I give that three Mars bars.
I would never go on vacation.
Oh my God, don't. You're going to go on a rampage and beat people up if you get three Mars bars.
Who keeps going on vacation with their family if they keep getting taken, though?
Yeah, you're right.
This time we're just going to go fishing, guys. Right.
Oh, no. Johnny got taken.
Right.
Again.
We're going staycation.
Okay. Yeah, somebody's doing.
A delivery guy.
I mean
that family was intense, and then they went to the father's house.
Somebody texted me a photo.
He was very strict.
I'm not giving you how many family, and he was like, how many of you asked? Like three,
which is a good question.
Okay.
That was a good question.
And then he was like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, he was the only one.
That dad really broke it down.
He did. And he was not wrong. I'm going to show you the photo that they sent. Here's the look on the dad's face. Wait. Oh, here's Raquel. It's not good on a podcast.
Raquel.
But let me show you the dad. Yeah. Oh, the dad. Here's the dad. The dad's look when he's trying to like decide. He's like, wait, how many people have you asked?
Yeah.
How many people have you asked?
And look, he scratched all his hair off thinking about it.
He had a full head of hair. He had a full head of hair.
Everybody's bald.
Yeah,
it was like he was flabbergasted. But it was as if they'd know. It's like, what show do you... Yeah, that's the way the show works. That's what the show is. What do you
but
think?
But it seemed like the parents weren't fans of the show, which I thought was okay.
It's Canada. Like, they're in Canada. They may not get American Bachelor there.
They probably get it, but they don't care.
Yeah, they don't think it's cool. Like, they don't think it's cool to just, like, sensationalize your whole, like, love life. And after 6 weeks, your daughter, who was heartbroken before so much that the son is just daily crying in the living room still.
Because of the incident.
Yeah, whatever happened.
Yeah, what happened?
Right. I know, something
like their own
dark.
Personal challenger. Something happened.
Something happened. I mean, she might have really gone off the deep end.
Yeah. Well,
I hope it was just a normal breakup.
But like, no. But they were all like, "We cannot."
Right. They had an argument at Fridays.
It wasn't just, "Are you cross with me?"
It was nothing.
Are you cross with me? Are you going to eat that quesadilla explosion?
I like how they're acting like that. And then Raven found her boyfriend in bed with another dude and tried to beat them up with a stiletto. And her parents are just like, "Hell yeah,
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 yeah." No, I feel like Vanessa's family has seen some shit. Like whatever went down was weird.
It could have been like, maybe there was something, who knows, maybe he died, like, who knows, did the guy die, you think? Somebody needs to die.
They had one
they
of those.
They usually say it.
They usually say it.
If somebody dies, they say it.
Somebody
no, she's a drama queen, I think. I don't know. And then when she
might be a drama queen.
I think she's a drama queen, and then, because I think she expects a lot. And
then she found out that there's three other girls.
And then she seems stunned.
Stunned by the news.
Stunned that there's three. This is changing everything. It's like, well, where do you think you met him?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's
changing everything. I don't get what you think is happening here. Right. And you've been on three dates with him, and there was 15 other people there.
Right.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know. She's constantly been saying, you know, I feel like I don't get enough time with him. Yeah, there's 15
You're on The
women.
Bachelor.
Yeah, you're on The Bachelor.
You're on The Bachelor.
And are women like, I mean, it makes as a man, it makes you want to just date a bunch of women. I feel like when you're watching the show, you're like, oh. As long, you know, maybe yeah. I should just date a ton of women and...
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
But then, like, women get upset, like, you dating somebody else? And you're like, just yeah, a well, hopeful, just another hopeful.
Those sound like tough women.
I have a...
You dating somebody
else. Are you cross with me? The rhythm yeah. is going to get you. Right?
You
is it
dating
like that?
Sling Blade?
I think if... the Caucasian hot seat. Is really what I wish
you
we could call it.
Remember that chair he was in?
I wish we could call the episode the Caucasian Hot Seat, but we already made the flyer because Anna's right. in Iran, and so she made it last night. We did guess. We didn't know. We didn't know the Caucasian Hot Seat was going to happen.
The Caucasian Hot Seat. I think Caucasians are on it right now just across the board.
Oh, my God. The Caucasians.
Somebody should make one up.
The Caucasian Hot Seat. Did you just have a stroke? Do you smell pennies? Do you taste toast? He said a stroke.
My arm feels dead.
Your Bell's palsy?
Are you guys excited at this point in
yeah,
the, se-
yeah,
in the
yeah,
season?
Yeah, 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 yeah. This is where it gets good. This is where it actually, it's been real boring. And this is where it's like, it's actually, and I'm proud of myself. I have not gone on Reality Steve once.
No.
Well, what we have coming up is good, right? This we got the fantasy suite mm-hmm. and then Women Tell All, right?
Wait, fantasy suite?
And they go to his hometown.
They already did that.
They all didn't meet his family, did they?
They do that.
That's a final episode. That's the last episode.
Yeah. Well, only Raven met his family.
I think they do it. I mean. They usually do it in some weird condo. Like sometimes
they'll
do it like here we are in Malibu or here we are in Park City.
Like they were in like Colorado last
or like Mexico. Yeah, like the family flies in.
I would have kept Whitney just for the fantasy suite.
I know you keep talking about Whitney.
I would just stick around. Stick around.
She clearly rings your bell. Carl down. We know you like Whitney.
Carl down.
Carl down.
You're in a like Carl down. Is up.
Who was really attractive was Whitney.
I know, you mentioned it.
I don't know. What?
We're disappointed because Katie really wanted to make out with Nick, and now he's turned out to be a real turd burglar.
I do not
want to
make out with him anymore.
He's a dud. He's
what,
a dud ball.
Now, what changed your perspective there, Katie?
This entire season.
I just feel like he's been boring.
He's
I feel
so
like
boring.
He is.
He's
he has.
Just
so
like...
boring.
But you got a little crush after the other show, right?
Yeah.
Because he
yeah.
seemed good. He seemed good.
Yeah, he's... after the second time, after...
You liked him. You
After
liked him during Kaylin, and
yes.
then you liked him in Paradise.
Paradise yeah.
And also, let me know if this is a distinction. It's a fine line, but he doesn't seem like a guy with a good body. He seems like a guy who has a lot of time to work out.
That's it. You know what? He seems like a guy who was probably doughy.
Oh, do you remember him the first time?
He was doughy.
Yeah, he wasn't doughy, but he was just normal. And then he kind of got a little buffer during Kaylin, and then he just like started working
Jacked
out.
It
but
stuff.
It looks like an application. It
yeah.
doesn't just
yeah, yeah,
look
yeah.
like, oh, look at that butt.
You know what?
Yeah,
well,
he looks good though.
He's like Jennifer Aniston. Like you know what I mean?
You don't care.
He looks
care.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he looks good.
But it's like Jennifer Aniston. Like when you see like old school Jennifer Aniston, I respect somebody who made themselves. It's like, yeah, she made Jennifer Aniston. She
like Dolly the Sheep?
Like Dolly the Sheep.
Yeah.
I did a show called Herman's Head with her years ago. Mm. She was like a fetus.
Was she adorable?
She was completely undone up yet and
yeah.
yet
adorable.
Insanely hot.
Yeah, she was adorable. I did Friends and she couldn't have been sweeter.
Yeah,
and I was like their 18,000th guest star.
I know. Mm. I know.
She was very sweet. In conclusion, Theo.
Raven.
It's quite a wallet you got there.
Thanks.
Look at the size of that thing.
Yeah,
it's not. Oh, I
it's
put the
two.
Whole thing.
A clutch.
Oh, that's sad. That's a
You
good,
have a clutch.
That's a merce.
You
Very
have a clutch.
Small clutch.
Oh. What's that?
That's also another wallet.
What?
That's
what?
In the first
what?
One.
I got money, bro.
Well, yeah. He has to go to that Thomas Mayer.
Dollar store.
And buy those sweatpants.
He's got a clutch and a wallet.
Theo, do you have any gigs coming up?
I do, actually. I'll be in Denver, Colorado this week.
At Comedy
Works?
At Comedy
Which
Works
one?
South.
Downtown or?
Greenwood.
Okay, yeah. Greenwood.
And then next week I'll be at the Admiral Theater in Bremerton, Washington, just one night on March 4th. And then I just have a podcast called This Past Weekend that you can check out. where I recently almost impregnated a woman that lives on a reservation, a Native American.
Almost?
Almost. And so it's a no, and no res, baby. Yeah. Hashtag no res, baby.
You should have a Heitner on your podcast.
I would like to mention I'm doing the Fox Theater in Salinas on March 4th.
That's wonderful. Yes. I'm going to mention that you and I are in an upcoming movie together called Extracurricular Activities. It'll be coming out this year.
I don't think I have any clothes on.
You are nude in it.
Yeah.
And I will be doing, we will be doing a live podcast in Nashville at Zany's May 7th.
And
please
partying
come.
May 6th.
Departing May 6th, Sunday, May 7th. It's at Zany's. We'll put the information on our Facebook page. I'm going to be doing Moon Tower in Austin, Moon Tower Comedy Festival, April 20th and 22nd. And I will be doing Yuck Yucks Calgary, May 11th and 13th. Can I ask you guys to help me pick the tweet of the week?
Yeah.
I also wanted to thank the person that sent us that art.
Oh, this thing is awesome.
Yes. They do bachelor artwork. The artists are at Sarah Berry Art, and that's Sarah Berry art, and then also at Serial Princess, and that's like Serial, like Serial number. I'm not spelling it again.
S-E-R-I-A-L
and they also
princess.
Have an Etsy
shop. Is that
shop.
At A-T or?
They also have an Etsy shop, and it's Sarah Berry.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Yeah, it's adorable. Cute. We appreciate the artwork.
Nice.
Okay, we really appreciate. So here's our, you guys get to, Anna winnowed this down from our
choice
rant.
Of how many?
Five.
Five?
Jesus
you get to pick
Christ, we're
going to
be here all night.
No, you can go in a second.
All
right. Okay. Down, Carl.
First one is
I want to start drinking.
The first one is from at Rhonda Ferg.
No, that's too long.
Rhonda? How do you spell Rhonda?
With an H.
Those women are DTF. You don't put an H in there unless you're down for
that's
something.
True.
Why don't you sing a little Help Me, Rhonda, with that little flair?
Okay, all right,
you
all right. Okay. Here's the first tweet. This is the first and last. Okay. The rhythm is going to get you. Is that how it goes?
I wish it would get me and Steve pretty quick.
Yeah.
Struggling.
Okay, this is the first and last time Raquel will get to eat at the table like a real family member. Save Raquel. That's the first one.
Okay.
Number two, this is from Leslie Berkowitz. At Hey Leslie B. Everyone in Vanessa's house sounds like judgmental Celine Dion.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on hers just because one of her family members was a serial killer.
Okay, number three, Casey Ronan, who made me the most beautiful piece of artwork in the whole wide world, at Foxy Condu Stand. At this point, the best possible outcome would be if Nick woke up in bed with Andy and realized the last 3 years have all been a dream.
Very
that's
nice.
Funny.
Very
that's
Bob Newhart.
Wow. That's the first woman who rejected him.
Very Bob Newhart.
Number four is from Alex Donnelly at Ard2145. But does Corinne's dad think Corinne's a princess and swig champagne? That was JoJo's mom.
Yes.
She's a princess.
Princess.
And number five, Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Rachel's dad couldn't be here because he, like America, knew this was an utter waste of time. Hashtag thanks reality Steve. So I'm going to narrow it down to Rachel's dad couldn't be here because he, like America, knew this was an utter waste of time.
I agree.
At this point, the best possible outcome would be if Nick woke up in bed with Andy and realized the last 3 years have all been a dream. Steve.
I'm going with the Bob Newhart reference.
I'm going to go with the last one.
You're going to go with Rachel's dad couldn't be here.
Break
waste
the tie.
Of time.
I like that one. Rachel's you,
okay, ooh. Seth Vatt, you win. You win at Basebone One. Rachel's dad couldn't be here because he, like America, knew this was an utter waste of time. Hashtag thanks, reality Steve. I'll pause for
a
second.
I am special Edding in my pants right now.
You guys, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Oh,
will you please come back, Theo?
Yeah, I'd love
having
to.
You on.
I
it
love
is
you
a
guys.
Joy.
I really do.
We love you.
It's a sheer joy. And
we love you.
Love y'all's energy.
Can we say that if we said anything inappropriate, we really didn't mean, we meant all of it.
Do you have any desire to fly yourself to Nashville and hang out with Reality Stars with us May 7th and 6th?
What are you guys part? Is it part of the Wild West Comedy Fest?
We're going to go do a live podcast at Zany's. You can come with us, and we're going to hang out with a bunch of the contestants there. You want to
really?
Come? Yeah.
You got time to think about it May 7th.
It's,
oh, good.
It's May 7th. We're going to fly in May 6th and go out like on the town.
Oh, wow. I love Nashville.
Maybe he would let you crash in his room.
I don't know what you mean by crash, but okay. Yeah.
Down, Carl. We can have a down Carl.
We can have a down Carl. Where is your Carl?
So if you want to come, it would be fun to have you.
Okay, I appreciate the offer, and I'm going to consider that.
Okay, it'd be really fun.
Yep.
All right, thank you for coming. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.